This special budget edition of Living in Brisbane is packed with information about how we're keeping costs down and keeping Brisbane moving. Hear how we're delivering the lowest rates in Southeast Queensland, while investing in better roads and public transport and developing a long-term vision to transform Mount Coober into a world-class ecotourism destination. There's great news for coffee lovers, with changes to our popular food trucks program, meaning you can now grab a coffee and a bite to eat in more than 100 parks across Brisbane. All this and more in July's special budget edition of Living in Brisbane.
Hi, I'm Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner. We're striking the right balance between keeping costs down and keeping Brisbane moving. With many households feeling the pressure of higher living costs, we're delivering the lowest rates in Southeast Queensland. We've done this while investing a record amount into public transport and delivering Brisbane Metro and Brisbane's new bus network. We're also rolling out green bins to every eligible home, installing a new deck on the Storybridge footpaths, and developing a long-term plan to protect and enhance the much-loved Mount Coober precinct. With 85% of this year's budget being invested in the suburbs, we're delivering real value for Brisbane residents while enhancing our incredible lifestyle and building a better Brisbane.
We're committed to maintaining a balanced budget so we don't add unnecessary costs onto Brisbane residents. Our 2025-26 budget is all about striking the right balance between keeping costs down and keeping Brisbane moving. This year's $4.1 billion budget will deliver the cheapest rates in Southeast Queensland and the most generous pensioner rebates in the state. We're committing 85% of this year's budget to projects in the suburbs, including upgrades to parks, playgrounds and retail precincts, and we're continuing to support free and affordable events across the city. A record investment in Brisbane's public transport and even more investment in road resurfacing will help keep Brisbane moving. This budget will deliver real value for Brisbane residents and enhance our reputation as Australia's lifestyle capital.
Brisbane households have embraced green bins in a big way, and we're rolling out even more. Whether you're mowing, mulching, or trimming hedges, there's now a green bin ready for every eligible house. The green bins will be rolled out to every eligible house from August to December. Multi-unit dwellings will not automatically receive a bin, but contact us to see if you are eligible to opt in. It's all about keeping Brisbane clean and maintaining our reputation as Australia's most sustainable capital city.
We're working to protect and enhance one of Brisbane's most prized natural assets, Mount Coober, to create a must-do ecotourism destination and make Brisbane's lifestyle even better. Brisbane Sustainability Agency will develop a long-term vision for the area, which will focus on protecting its most precious natural areas and creating new nature-based destinations and attractions. The long-term plan will include transforming the Mount Coober Quarry, which will continue to operate for another decade. The master plan will draw inspiration from other award-winning nature and park precincts, including Kings Park in Western Australia, the Butchart Gardens in British Columbia, and Gardens by the Bay in Singapore. With Brisbane riding a wave of international popularity as a tourism destination, and the 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games on the way, now's the time to start planning more to see and do in our city.
Brisbane is one of Australia's fastest growing cities, which is why we're investing even more into building better roads and a record amount into subsidising public transport to keep Brisbane moving. Brisbane is the only council in Australia to fund major public transport improvements to support more services more often. Brisbane Metro is already proving a major success, and we are progressing plans to expand it so even more people can benefit from this world-class bus rapid transit system. By investing in a network that supports our city's growth, we can keep Brisbane moving for years to come.
Brisbane is Australia's lifestyle capital, and we're making sure it continues to be the best place to live, work, and relax. That's why we're making it easier than ever to grab a coffee and a bite to eat in your local park. We've expanded our popular food truck initiative to include coffee carts, and there are now more than 100 locations where vendors can set up shop. We've also made it easier to find coffee carts and food trucks near you. Visit bnefoodtrucks.com.au for locations, or search food trucks on brisbane.qld.gov.au for more information.
We work around the clock to keep our roads smooth and safe, but recent wet weather has taken its toll. That's why we're investing even more into road resurfacing over the coming year. This includes road resurfacing along parts of Ipswich Road in Annerley and Rockley, Zillmere Road in Aspley and Zillmere, Waterworks Road in Ashgrove and The Gap, Compton Road in Currabee and Sunnybank Hills. We're investing in our roads now to make it easier for you to get around. It's just one of the ways we're keeping Brisbane moving.
Do you know a waste warrior who helps keep Brisbane clean and sustainable? Nominate them for a Waste Smart Brisbane Award. Nominations close on Friday the 29th of August. There are 12 categories and awards with more than $4,000 up for grabs. Visit wastesmartawards.com.au.
Brisbane has the best lifestyle in Australia and we're determined to keep it that way. Brisbane's community clubs and suburban festivals are really important for bringing our community together and providing free and affordable fun in all corners of the city. That's why we're boosting funding for suburban and multicultural festivals and partnering with community and sports clubs to help boost our reputation as Australia's lifestyle capital. By continuing to invest more than 80% of our budget in the suburbs, we are creating even more to see and do in your neighbourhood and ensuring Brisbane's lifestyle keeps getting better.
There's more to see and do in the suburbs with the launch of our new Stones Corner Heritage Trail. Simply access the guide on your mobile device or download it from our website and take a self-guided walking tour of the historic precinct that's been a lively retail hub for more than a century. Starting on Logan Road, the 2.3-kilometre trail offers a glimpse into the precinct's stylish past with Art Deco buildings and historic landmarks. Our 24 heritage trails are an easy and affordable way to uncover Brisbane's history. Visit Council's website and search Heritage Trails for details.
The Storybridge is just like a grand old Queenslander home. You can keep up with regular maintenance, but eventually a restoration is inevitable and you need to replace the roof and redo the stumps. That's why we're progressing a business case so our much-loved bridge can be restored over the next 15 to 20 years in partnership with all three levels of government. We're also installing replacement footpath decking, with at least one side of the footpath expected to be open before the end of the year. We have invested more than $120 million into the Story Bridge over the past 20 years. However, the bridge is 85 years old and was only built to last 100 years. A long-term restoration will ensure it can serve our region into the next century. Search Story Bridge Restoration Project on brisbane.qld.gov.au for more information.
We've started the next stage of the Beams Road upgrade to help keep Brisbane moving, with works expected to be completed by late 2026. The works between Castle Grove Avenue and Hanford Road will improve traffic flow by widening the road to two lanes in each direction, removing the bottleneck at Cabbage Tree Creek, enhance safety and accessibility with a new shared path and pedestrian underpass, giving walkers and riders a separate passage to travel along the Cabbage Tree Creek bikeway, deliver environmental benefits with new trees, shrubs, and ground covers, as well as improvements to the downstream channel to reduce erosion in Cabbage Tree Creek, improve fauna connectivity with new fauna ledges, fish passage improvements, glider poles, and fauna rope ladders across Beams Road. Upgrading Beams Road is part of our commitment to help you get home sooner and safer.
Brisbane is renowned as Australia's koala capital, and we're progressing plans to rehabilitate the former Pine Mountain Quarry into koala habitat and green space. The site is located next to White's Hill Reserve and is currently used as a council depot. Our plan builds on the success of White's Hill Reserve, which was a former landfill site that now supports a thriving koala population and busy recreation facilities. The operational council depot will remain while rehabilitation work led by Brisbane Sustainability Agency progresses.
Koala breeding season can start as early as July in Brisbane. It's a time when koalas are on the move to find a mate or establish new territory, so slow down and be vigilant on roads near koala habitat areas. Koalas are one of Brisbane's animal emblems and help shape our incredible lifestyle. We're investing in programs like Koala Research Partnerships and Wildlife Movement Solutions to tackle threats to koalas, build animal crossings, and manage harmful pests to ensure koalas remain the Brisbane icon they are for years to come. To learn what you can do to keep our koalas safe, visit Council's website and search Koala Conservation.
Our new curbside large item collection calendar is out now. Here are some tips to make sure you are ready when collection comes to your suburb. Place items on the curb by 6 a.m. on the first day of the collection period and no sooner than the weekend before your collection is scheduled to start. Ensure your pile of items is no larger than 2 cubic meters or the size of a small box trailer. Keep your pile of items tidy and away from the footpath or roadway. Most items from large item collection go to landfill. Items that are in good condition should be upcycled, sold, or donated where possible. Visit brisbane.qld.gov.au to download our free Brisbane Bin and Recycling app for tips on what you can and can't place on the curb for collection.
You've been listening to Brisbane City Council's Living in Brisbane Live. For more information about any of these stories or how we're making Brisbane even better, visit brisbane.qld.gov.au or call Council's Contact Centre, which is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 3403 8888. Thanks for listening and have a great day living in Brisbane.